She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. When I say do good, be good, you first and foremost, you cannot be good to everybody. There has to be a level of goodness that you reserve for your sanity, first and foremost. Hello, y'all. It's Shan. It's your girl. It's your good throatist here.
Giving you a word from the throat.
Today, I wanted to talk about do good and be good, as in do things with a genuine mind and heart, and you don't have to worry about if you're going to be in a good place, because being self-aware means you know who deserves your goodness. You can't just be out here doing good for everybody when everybody doesn't work or live with a good heart, because you're helping them hurt someone by making it easy for them to do something else. So no one has to treat you good, although that would be nice. And that's the reality of the life that we are living. I think we have to focus on loving on those who are good to us and being good to complete strangers so they can balance out the bad that they've endured. Because a lot of people out here are really genuinely great people. They just keep running into people who do not want to do right by them. And they become bitter. They become rocks, stones, hard, brash, rude, over just not having that balance that they need. Just not having someone who understands the yin and the yang of the world. And I think loving on people who are good to us reminds them that they're valued and appreciated. Doing it consistently, not just for Valentine's Day, not just for Mother's Day, not just for Father's Day, not just because it's their birthday. Do it because it's Monday. Do it because it's Thursday. Do it because they were on your mind for real and you just don't want something from them, because that's disingenuous. Duh. I also think that being nice to people and being kind to people takes a lot of self-balance, because me personally, I don't wake up every day and feel good. I don't wake up every day and want to. I don't wake up every day and enjoy what I know I have to do today. Like today, I woke up and it was against my will. Waking up at 5:30 is always against my will. And I got the girls ready. for school, and I drove them to school today because it was fucking pouring. And I came home, and I thought I was going to do my 4 miles and walk, but I didn't. I didn't feel like it. And that's why I can't have no trainer, because I can't have somebody trying to tell me just because I paid, I got to show up. Sir, I paid. Leave me alone. Free one on me. Breakfast on me. Like, ugh. But that's why I work at home also. But let me get back on track. But I went back to sleep. I was tired. You know what I'm saying? And I got things that annoy me, that keep me up, just like the next person. But it's not for me to put the things that annoy me on other people. You know, quiet people usually endure the most bullshit in life. And that's real, because this is what I'm learning and this is what I've learned. Let me sip my tea. People who are quiet have so much shit to say and so much shit they could complain about. But people who are quiet because giving that energy in a pointless place that gives no resolve or solution is a pointless process that is exhausting in itself. So I'm quiet about a lot because I don't have a lot of people who can bring solutions to the shit that I want to complain about. And that's the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? Quiet people, again, usually endure the most bullshit in life because people assume they don't have problems. People assume they have everything together. People assume they're having a great day. People assume there's nothing on their mind. People assume they have the time. People assume because they don't do all of the things I do, they must not have nothing to do. And that's a motherfucking lie. Everybody goes through shit. The homeless person is going through shit. The person that has $1 billion is going through shit. The person whose parents have set up this life for them that they did not ask for is going through shit. The person who is a child of 2 millionaires is going through shit. Everybody's going through shit on a different level that you would not be mentally prepared to have, because your mind has never been in that place. Like, the one of the things I like to do living in Georgia is drive in neighborhoods that my mind can't even afford. Did you hear what I said? I like to drive into neighborhoods that my mind cannot afford, because to get to a point of your life where you can say, I'm going to build this big ass house, I'm going to buy this big ass house, and I'm going to live day to day knowing that it's on me to take care of it, do right by the people in it, make sure I pay the taxes, make sure I do the work to be able to pay the taxes, make sure I can pay for these utilities, and I can ask my uncle, my brother, or my sister for $5,000 on the light bill. It's all on me. That's a different type of pressure. That's a different type of pressure to be the only one in your city with a certain vehicle that most cannot afford, but most people want. And you walking around, driving around, cruising around, putting gas in it, and you a target. Like, people don't think about the other side of the shit that seems good. You're always a target. When you have something that other people don't have and don't know how you achieved it, you're looked at as a target. Your friends are not really your friends. Your family become your enemy. the people you work with are shiesty as fuck. Like, be thankful for what you have on your plate. And if God didn't give you a lot on your plate, he probably know you can't handle more. If God only gave you a little bit on your plate to worry you, that's because he know that's what you can handle. If God put you in a position where you want to ask why, it's to make you better. You know what I'm saying? It's to make you a better person. But be good at something while you're here. Be good for someone while they're here. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast, I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. A lot of us might look online, scroll online, see something beautiful, see something handsome, but they come with shit. Handsome and beautiful people come with shit nobody wants to deal with. The woman that wants to be pretty all the time, wants to be dolled up all the time, wants to go to the best restaurants, wants to be in the best car, wants to travel the best, she's covering up a lot of bullshit that she wouldn't dare put it in front for everybody to see. The man who's in the fancy car, has the credit cards, has the money, is very flashy. Everybody knows him, is probably the loneliest person you would ever meet. But on the outside, he looks very popular. And when I say lonely, I'm saying lonely mentally. Meaning, people like that don't want to openly complain or feel like they can complain because look what you got. Look at your life.
Enjoying the show, you might as well click the button and add it and subscribe. I appreciate you. I'm gonna go back and press play. Bye.
Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you would like to support She Gets It Pod, you can leave a review on your favorite podcast app. I'll review them, I'll look them over, and maybe I might shout you out on the show. Or you can hit me up at She Gets It pod@gmail.com. I almost forgot my email. Or you can check out She Gets It Shop, purchase some merch, or maybe you're looking for a podcast book to, you know, refine, reflect on your podcast and how you want to switch it up or get a bit more organized. I have my books on lulu.com. For the direct link, go to shambipodden.com, and let's get back into the show.
You got a lot that I don't. Why are you complaining about anything? So they shut up and they hold it in and they stress themselves out and they make themselves sick. I ain't gotta be a broker on Wall Street and understand why people commit suicide. It's the pressure of it all. It's the nowhere to release. It's this illusion that money's going to fix it. Money is a tool, but money will not fix it. Okay? Just because you've been in that relationship for 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, 30 years, doesn't mean that y'all ain't go through some shit. You know, this is a question. You know how many times the person that's in a 40-year marriage had a thought of leaving and not coming back? My point is, life can be good right now and be crap tonight. We have to learn to enjoy moments that life gives us, because a lot of people's lives started in that labor room and ended before they can go home with their parents. A lot of people miscarried multiple children, then had a child, and that child died by a drunk driver, died by having a heart attack on the field while playing the favorite sport that they loved. Like, the way that we wake up every day and we choose to be negative, miserable people when we could just be good to ourselves and good to other people is insane. Be competent about people who will abuse the good in you without you having a boundary. That's a responsibility for you. Realize good people while you have them. Too many of us realize good people after we lose them. A lot of us are with people that we know we too good for. And I'm not saying like you're perfect and they're not perfect. I'm saying the amount of good in you, you know that they've been here abusing it and you're allowing them to abuse it because in your mind, you can't fathom someone else being in your position, not being good to them. And that's the most selfless, insane shit that someone who is being mentally, emotionally, probably physically abused by someone who gets to reap all the benefits of their goodness could say. So treat your mind better. Appreciate your mind better. Appreciate your endurance better than to sit into some shit that you know you don't deserve. Be good to yourself and be good to people who deserve your goodness. Okay? That's the third part of this title that I didn't put up there because you had to listen to get that. I was about to just give that away. Who the fuck you thought you was? And you better subscribe. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. This is the 22nd season. I love you. I appreciate you. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Take the time for yourself in the fucking morning. Be good to yourself. Buy yourself something. Date yourself. Take time to look at yourself, your true self, without makeup self, without, you know, your barber's lineup self. Look at that motherfucking peak up there. Yes, you were born with that. And every time you go to the barbershop, you ask them to cut that off because it looks fucking weird. But that's you. And there's somebody out there, if you don't have them already, that's going to love the shit out of your weird shit. I don't want nobody around me that only fuck with me, but don't fuck with this. If you fuck with me, fuck with me. Because regardless of where your mind is, regardless of where you are financially, emotionally, physically, every day you wake up, you gotta fuck with you hard. And the only people who should be around you are the people who reflect the goodness in you. People you admire. Someone who you adore and would love to just be the person
to witness their goodness. And if it ain't that, you don't need to be around them. If they don't motivate you, you don't need to be around them. If they're not good to you, you don't need to be around them. And I promise you, when you remove people from around you who are not good to you, they're going to instantly play victim. They're going to instantly bring up all the shit they can count that they did good for you. Because when you're a real good person, you can't count the goodness that you've done. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I'm a great mom. I know I'm a great mom because I do a lot of shit I don't want to do. I will never count how many times I showed up to any of my children's fathers. Because I'm always showing up. But if you could count the amount of times you've shown up, you're not doing enough. If you could count the amount of things that you've done, you're not doing enough. I can't count the amount of money I've spent on my children, because before they saw me and I saw them in the physical life, I was spending money on them because it was my duty as a motherfucking mother to take care of myself so they can be here and be great. So love yourself, do good, and be good. Peace.